Randy. This is Kim. I'm from Texas, and I listen to your show all the time, and I've had a tremendous amount of marital problems. My husband and I, we argue a lot. We have almost went to the divorce state, and I just don't know what to do.
You ever feel like your marriage is there, just kind of on the brink, or you feel stuck in the rut, whatever word picture represents where you are? Well, there's hope. Today, if you're feeling that way, we got some good news. We'll give you some encouragement and some better news from Kim, who started the show. She decided, her husband, to focus on the power of one thing in your marriage. I'm Dr. Randy. This is from the Intentional Living Center, along with Stephen and Jennifer and Gino and the rest of the team. Welcome to the show today. And if you want to leave a comment on marriage or something you hear, a thought, an idea, maybe something you've learned, we'd love to hear from you. We're in this community together. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717 and leave your story, your comment, or your question. We love hearing questions because we use those on the show. So whatever you're facing, you got a friend here at the Intentional Living Center. All right, let's hear the rest of that call from Kim.
I have been doing the 30-day challenge, had some marriage issues, and started just thinking that I needed to start working on myself. That was what my prayer time was, and I started working on things I could do for my marriage, one of them being hugging my husband because I'm not a very affectionate person. Second one was to start complimenting him more. And then, of course, the last one would be to look at him when he's talking to me and put down my phone. The result of all of that challenge is that he has responded amazingly and now wants to hug me, compliments me, and now he does the same for me on most of these things and just does a lot of things just randomly for me. So it has worked tremendously on our marriage. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to do the 30-day challenge.
All right. Thank you, Kim, for telling us your story. Listen, a couple things Kim did. She recognized to back away from the brink, she had to do a couple things. One is she set a time limit, say for the next 30 days, I'm going to do things different. We keep doing stupid things expecting we're going to get a better result. We keep doing the same thing in our relationships over and over. If things aren't working well for you in your marriage, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you, change what you're doing. You think, well, Randy, it's my husband or it's my wife. They keep doing the dumb things. I'm trying. Listen, you do for the next 30 days the next right one thing. You do it with the right intention. You do it with the right motivation. You do it like Kim did it, and then see what God does. And so I'll tell you what, you need some encouragement if you're on the brink. I'd like to open the phone line, guys and lady. Okay, I'd like to open the phone lines and ask some of you to call in and say, hey, here's one habit that I changed in my marriage, or maybe a few habits, some love habits. These are some things we changed, and it made all the difference to our marriage. Or you say, I do know if this was one love habit we would change, it would change our marriage. What would it be? There are people listening, maybe you today, and you need just that word of encouragement. Here's one thing you can do that would make a single big impact in your marriage, like it did for Kim. Her marriage was saved. She changed how she responded to her husband. She changed her habits. She did it for 30 days. It made a difference. I believe this. This is intentional living we're talking about. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717. If you've had one love habit or a few love habits that you said, hey, we got rid of the ones that weren't working and we put these in place, or I put these in place and it's made a difference. What is it? What were they? What are they? Or one that you know would make a difference. Phone line's open. Stephen's going to take your calls. I want to get you on quickly, so call quickly. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. All right, got a question. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer's on the line in Georgia with a question. Go ahead, Jennifer.
In my relationship, especially with my spouse, I would like to change me appreciating him more instead of looking at everything that he does and that I wish he would change. I'm very critical, and I have a control issue where I always feel like I have to be in control, because when I'm not in control, I feel like things are going to go bad, and it creates a lot of problems in my marriage. When I was younger, there was a lot of things that happened in my life that I had no control over at the time, and I think I developed this attitude that if I'm not in control, bad things happen. So it's just a pattern of me just keep doing it and keep doing it. And I eventually it's going to get easier for me.
There you go. Listen, Jennifer, I think your call is a clear reminder that we can get into these bad habits and we keep doing the same thing over and over. If it's criticism or if it's feeling like I have to be in control. And sometimes we have to just get above it. We have to get high enough. We can kind of see ourselves, look in on ourselves and our marriage and our patterns of communication and say, you know, if I tweak that one thing, if I could just stop doing that and make this a new habit. I mean, this is the way, if you got a weight problem, you know what it is when it comes to changing habits with eating. Changing a few habits can make a big difference. Some people say, yeah, I'm going to get rid of sugar, or I'm going to get rid of, eating after dinner at night, or I'm going to add exercise. And they add just a few new habits to their life, and those habits become revolutionary to their health. The same thing works in your marriage. You can change your marriage if you change your habits. I believe that. And so you're lighting up the lines. We're going to get to your calls here right after the break. Okay, 888-888-1717 is the number. This is Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to call and leave my story. I know you guys are talking about divorce and separation, and I just wanted to say that my marriage has been on the rocks for the last 2 months, and it was entirely my fault, something that I did years ago that I hadn't told him about until just a few months ago. I betrayed him, and fortunately, he had just come back from a men's conference, and he was very close with God, and I had been praying, and we have made it through, and we have no intentions of separating, but it's still hard. It's hard some days, and it's harder some days than others, and fear comes in, and guilt, and it's just hard to continue to push through those things, but you have to. You have to continue to rely on God, and when it gets extra hard, pray, because He's there for you. We all know the footprints in the sand story, and it's just so true. He's there for you. It doesn't feel like it is. You know, you look back and say, oh, God wasn't with me, but He is. He's with us, and He loves us, and He really does care about what you're going through, and He really does want the best for you, and we are not greater, and our sins are not greater than God's glory. So don't give up. Keep praying, and just continue to trust, and even if something happens and you get a divorce, just know that God is still looking out for you.
One of many testimonies that we get, stories that come in from listeners here and around the country and online and through our podcast, where lives are being changed because people are choosing to do this. If we want to experience our life the way God intended, which is full of really peace and purpose and forgiveness and restoration, then we've got to choose to live the way God intended. And it's as simple as that. And that's what this whole mission's about. And now I think that caller reminds us that there's always consequences. There's always a consequence, sometimes unintended, for the way we live and decisions we make. But the good news is God is back in the business of restoring. And when we talk about living the way God intended, I would say to her and any of you that might relate to that story, that you're feeling under the burden of anxiety and fear and worry and what have you from past, I think of that verse that says, God's not giving you that spirit of fear. If you're experiencing that, that's not from God. But it goes on to say, but of power and love and a sound mind. Those three things, if you apply those daily to your life, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God in your life flowing through practical relationships in your life, and then telling yourself the truth, a sound mind, it'll change your world. It really will. Hey, I just want to say a thank you to those of you who are standing up and supporting us in very practical ways every month through Intentional Living. Your ongoing financial support is essential to what God has given us to do. And I would invite you today to come and become a monthly member of the ministry. Make a difference. You can be a difference maker, joining others by calling 888-888-1717, pressing number 2, 888-888-1717, or going to theintentionallife.com and supporting the ministry. And God bless you. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. All right, to the calls. JC over there in Michigan, appreciate your call. Sounds like you've been on the brink, my friend, and have stepped back. What is it exactly you've done to do that?
Well, before, when I would get angry, I would hold it in, just kind of let it build up. I wouldn't want to talk about it. And my husband could always sense that something was wrong. So lately I've been working on sitting down and talking to him about how I'm feeling, even if it's something little that he wouldn't think is important. If it's bothering me, I'll talk to him about it. He can help me through it, and it's helped us be able to open up with each other more.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you hold back? You just felt like it wasn't worth sharing it, or wasn't that important?
Yeah, or it was silly or something I shouldn't be emotional about, you know, so I would just kind of hold it in, but then it would bug at me and I would just be grumpy the whole day, and he would be like, "What is bothering you?" You know, and finally I just realized I'll tell him, and he will either just hold me if I start to cry, or we'll talk through it, or he'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. That would bother me too." Or so it's
And what really difference helped. Has it made in your marriage?
Well, we can open up to each other more, even on a day-to-day basis. Little things that, you know, will be like, "Oh, well, that bothers me when you do that," or "Oh, that's, I love it when you do that," or something. It's easier to share those little things, and it just kind of brought us closer together.
That's good. So you've developed the love habit to be short accounts. If you got an issue, bring it out, get it on the table, and discuss it.
Yeah. And even if it's my own issue that, you know, has nothing to do with him, if it's drama with a friend or whatever, I can talk to him about it, and then it's not just building up inside of me, and he's able to help. So
that's good.
It's been great.
All right, thank you, JC. Glad you're listening to Michigan today.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And Rainbow from Arizona is doing one thing, I think, as well. Rainbow?
Intentional Living. I just wanted to say thank you very much to Dr. Carlson's program this week. It's especially meaningful to me. For a long time, I've said we don't understand each other. Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. And I believe that's the number one reason for problems in our relationship. So thank you again for this program you're airing this week. And I want to thank you again for everything you do. You have no idea how significant your program, your counseling, and your teaching the truth and helping us to understand ourselves better in relationships. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
All right, head, heart, hand. Maybe you don't know what that means. You know, we're all different. Some of us process, we're head people. We process things, you know, we like bottom line, facts, figures, not emotional based, head based. Some people are more emotional based. That's the way God wired you. You deal with things and feelings, emotion. And by the way, both of these can be good and bad. Some people are hand people. Don't bother me with the facts, or don't bother me. I got a problem, I'm going to fix it. Just get it done. Some people are just very focused on activities, checklists, and getting it done. And of course, the healthiest is to have a balance of all three. And so learning to balance it and understanding that you may be a heart person married to a head person. And if that's the case, you need to understand how to communicate their love language and the words that matter to them. All right. Melissa's on the line, also in Michigan. Melissa, welcome to Intentional Living.
And about 2 years ago,
what have you learned?
I finally made my husband my best friend.
How'd you do that?
Well, it had always been my mom. And I didn't see anything wrong with that. It just was comfortable. She and I get along so well, and she's so easy to talk to, and she, whatever. But there was a huge connection with my husband that was missing. There were times that I would share important things with my mom, and not even realize I'd forgotten to share them with my husband.
And how'd that make your husband feel?
Well, I'm sure it always kind of hurt his feelings. And, you know, I think it made him resent my mom a bit.
So when you'd have a concern or problem, you're more likely to talk to your mom before your husband?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I could get out of work early, I'd want to stop at my mom's and have some tea and visit instead of hurrying home to my husband and kids. I had my priorities wrong.
Did she sense it too?
Oh, she didn't mind it, because actually it took some counseling for me to figure this out. I wish I'd figured it out on my own, but when I had to let her know that I've got this wrong, and it doesn't change how much I love you, but I've got to put him first now. It hurt her feelings. You know, she couldn't help it, because she could feel, you know, that we were pulling apart. But it's so necessary. It's so necessary in a marriage.
What difference has it made to your marriage?
It's huge. It's until, of course, I wish I had foresight, but I don't. So I can look back and see that I never had the relationship with my husband that I should have had, because he wasn't my first.
Yeah. But you do now.
I do.
Yeah. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think, Melissa, that ties into my intentional minute today. Some of you heard it on the radio or saw it on Facebook. It was on the verse in Genesis 2:24, leave and cleave, where God's intention is that a man and woman, when they get married, would leave and cleave. That doesn't mean we ignore family or don't connect with family. It doesn't mean proximity as much as it does having the intentional focus being on the family, that God has put the two of you together to be one flesh, not only physically, but emotionally, relationally, vision-wise, for now and for the rest of your lives. And so the fact that you woke up to that, that's really what you did. You really decided at some point, leaving and cleaving didn't mean that I have to ignore my mom or not love my mom, but it made the focus of saying, hey, I better be connected with my husband. This is my priority. And you put first things first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very powerful. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's intentional living. See, intentional living, if you're new to this whole thing of what is intentional living, what does this mean? What we believe is that God, we don't only believe, it's what the Bible says, that we're made in God's image. God is clearly intentional. We live in a non-intentional world. We live in a good intentioned world without follow through. And in the process, we fail to meet the potential that God has placed in us by not living an intentional life, which means I do the next right one thing. I develop the kind of habits in my life, not to be perfect, please, but the kind of habits that will make my life better, the lives of others better, and allow me to fulfill my purpose here. And in the process, decluttering my life of those things which will keep me from being where God wants me to be. Bottom line. Okay, let's take a quick break. Get back to Glenda in Georgia. Hang on, Glenda. We'll be with you in just a minute. But you know, there's a point where we all make a decision about our life, about how we're going to live our life, and decisions we're going to make about food and about our words and about our health and about our work effort and our priorities. Does the scripture have anything to say about habits? Well, not directly. I don't find a passage that speaks directly to habits. But I do have a verse here and a little passage from the book of James that I think gets very, very close to reminding us of the power of habits in our life. James, in James chapter 1, verse 13, he says, "Let no one say when he is tempted." And isn't temptation a big part of habit formation? We're tempted. It's what we do with the temptations. We all get temptations. Come on, guys, there's temptations everywhere. Ladies, there's temptations everywhere. How do we respond to temptations? James says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone." Verse 14. But each one, listen, each one is tempted when he's drawn away. Isn't that interesting? It's kind of like we're getting off the path. James says, each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
And, you know, there's a little more to that excerpt. If you read the scripture, it says ultimately that leads to destruction and death. I mean, sometimes physically, but often in relationship or financially or in our business or just in our own sense of well-being. And so when we talk about habit formation, this month's lesson that we've put up in our member site is about the 10 steps of really managing your habits intentionally. Because listen, your habits don't give a rip about your life. They don't. If they did, they would correct themselves. The fact is, we create the habits in our life, the habits of our thinking, the habits of our behavior, the habits of our emotion. And so we have the opportunity, with God's help and the power of the Holy Spirit, to make changes. And that's why we talk about the power of one thing. Here's the question. If you woke up tomorrow morning and one habit was gone, what would it be? What would be different in your life? And maybe that's the one thing you're going to say, I'm going to work on that intentionally for God's glory and my benefit, because I know that habit is not my friend. That habit is just doing what it's programmed to do, and frankly, maybe how I programmed it in my life. This lesson is very powerful, and it's available up on our website for our members. You have the little member code to get in. If you don't, let us know. If you join us today, we'll make sure you get the code. This is just a part of our site, exclusive part for our members to say thanks and to do some intense education and encouragement and discipleship. So what do? Call us, 888-888-1717. Come join us in monthly support, or go to TheIntentionalLife.com, TheIntentionalLife.com. And I need to say, on behalf of our board of directors, our family, myself, how much we appreciate your ongoing faithful support for what we're doing here. We appreciate it. In fact, your support is helping us impact people for Christ. Just take a listen to Linda.
Hi. The one thing that I find that has helped me since I've been listening to Intentional Living is how to adapt with the Lord's help to my husband's Parkinson's. I apply this one thing as tell him how much each day I love my husband and thank the Lord that I am here to see him through this disease. I thank Randy Carlson for helping me to see that.
Thank you, Linda. We're glad to be a part of the team doing this together. Thank you for sharing the story, because our members make that possible, really do. 888-888-1717. Glenda from Georgia, welcome to the program, Glenda.
Hello.
Appreciate it. It says here you were married for 47 years, or been married 47 years, and 40 of those years was a Cold War. What does that mean?
Well, it means we were existing together. Neither one of us came from divorced families. We were intent on staying together, but it was like we were peering over the cliff. And there came a time, my mother broke her back, and I was away from home a long period of time, and I kept asking God, how do I fix this? And what I began to pray every day was to help me see my husband as God saw him, and to help me love him like God loves him. And that has been such a tremendous change in our relationship. It's like we're newlyweds. It has been amazing. We're both strong-willed, but he buries his will, but it's there. It's defiant. But mine, I blurt it all out. So what I'm working on now, the intentional part of my life now, is to not feel like I have to have the last word. And that has made such a difference when I can do that, when I can actually do that.
So you've been, over these last 7 years, you made a decision at some point in these last 7 years to say, I want to understand my husband and I want to love him the way God intended me to love him.
Yes, because I thought that marriage was going to be, you know, the white knight and the horse and sweep you off your feet. And if he loved me, he'd do anything to make me happy.
Yeah.
And that's a crock. So God has just taken me on this journey of getting to know my husband and to see things in him that I never saw in the flesh.
What changes have occurred in his life as a result of this? Anything?
Absolutely. He is more tender towards me. Before, it was like we just didn't even talk to each other most of the time. But now he will, he bought me a new set of wedding rings. And the thing that made the difference to me was the fact that he had his ring resized because he had outgrown it and hadn't worn it in years. And he had it laying on top of the new set of wedding rings, Christmas a couple of years ago, and wrapped that up. And it just was everything. It wasn't the rings at all. It was the fact that he was saying to me, I am making a new commitment to you.
Wow. You know,
and so
We affect each other. We affect each other. In fact, I wrote a book, Starved for Affection, and I talk about the fact that we affect each other. And it is in so many subtle ways, Glenda. I mean, you have a wake-up call. You decide to change how you're behaving and responding and trying to understand your husband. And that one significant change, and then changing your habits, look at the impact that had on your husband. I mean, you could have had 7 miserable more years, but you chose to make a difference, and you've had 7 better years, it sounds like.
And it's getting better every day. I want to grow, I'm 70, but I want to grow to 80 and 90 and be like, you know, what I thought it was going to be like.
Mm. Well, we got some young women and men listening who've been married or maybe just a few years, less than 7. And if we can learn this when we're in our 20s and 30s and practice the things we're hearing today and be intentional, when you get to be 70, you can be calling in like Glenda and saying, hey, not only did I have 7 years, but we've had 37 great years because we chose when we were back in our 20s to be intentional in understanding each other and loving each other intentionally and developing the kind of love habits that'll make a difference. And every marriage is going to be a little different. Every person is a little different. And so knowing your spouse well enough to love them the way that they need to be loved, and that's what makes the difference.
I don't think that anybody can possibly go wrong if they pray every morning before they get up, Lord, show me my husband like you see him and help me love him like you love him.
Yeah, powerful. Hey, Glenda, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're listening. How are you doing in Georgia today?
I have been listening probably for the last 20 years. I had to drive to work. I'm now retired, and that is, you're the only FLR is the only radio station that I allow in the house.
There you go.
I love me some Jesus music.
There you go. Hey, we're glad to keep bringing it to you, along with our Intentional Living Ministry. I'm glad you're listening in Georgia today, Glenda.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
God bless you. We are blessed. All right. If you just joined us, it all started with Kim deciding to be intentional in her marriage. And she said she backed away from the brink by making a change and doing the next one thing, that love habit. And those things made a difference in her marriage. And that's what we've been hearing today. Any part of today's program, it's on demand at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. For our team here at Intentional Living, have a great day, and we'll see you next time.